today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah. Salam. So welcome. You're listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. And this program is broadcast from Iran. On Friday, that is today, 13th of Rabiul Awal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 7th of May, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 29th of September, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment by recitation of chapter Al-Imran, verse 103.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون.
And hold firmly to the rope of Allah altogether, and do not become divided. And remember the favor of Allah upon you, when you were enemies and He brought your hearts together and you became, by His favor, brothers. And you were on the edge of a pit of the fire and He saved you from it. Thus does Allah make clear to you His verses, that you may be guided.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In this ayah, Allah speaks of holding fast to God's cord, and the most evident proof for this cord is the Holy Quran. The great exegete of the Holy Quran, Allama Tabatabai, may Allah keep his soul in peace, writes that Allah's cord is the Quran, and holding firm to it saves Muslims from discord. The concept of holding fast to the Holy Quran has been likened to the one who fears to cross a dangerous path, but by holding to a firm rope, he crosses it confidently. The most important fruits of unity for every community is safeguarding of peace, tranquility, and security, and keeping away from war and bloodshed.
Imam Rida said, O Ibn Abi Mahmud, when people hear the defects of our enemies with their names, they too attribute badness to us by our names. Allah the Honored and Glorified has said, Do not abuse those whom they invoke besides Allah, lest they should abuse Allah out of hostility without any knowledge.
this part entitled Using the Power of Unity to Change Lives. There is so much we can gain just by unity in good. Our prophet was a man of unity. He ensured that he spread love and kindness wherever he went. And just through these actions, he attracted millions of people to join the religion of Islam. The power of unity is so vast that just by coming together, we can change lives. We can uplift those who are feeling down, and we can create a sense of belonging to those vulnerable and those who feel alone. Through unity, a lot can be achieved. Unity brings people together, creating love, harmony, and generosity between them. As believers, we can use unity as a platform to spread kindness to others, as well as an opportunity for our spiritual growth to become closer to Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Today we are going to talk about the Holy Prophet of Islam's efforts towards Islamic unity, the constitution of Medina, and the strategy of the Holy Prophet in formation of Medina city-state. One of the Holy Prophet's most significant achievements in forging unity among the early Muslims was the Constitution of Medina. This document, drafted shortly after the migration to Medina, served as a social and political contract that established the rights and responsibilities of the diverse groups living in the city. It emphasized the importance of unity and collaboration among the Muslim and non-Muslim communities. Prophet Muhammad's leadership was characterized by an inclusive approach to diversity. He appointed companions from various tribes and backgrounds to prominent positions, demonstrating that faith and character were the primary criteria for leadership. This practice fostered a sense of belonging and unity among his followers and companions. During his final pilgrimage to Mecca, the Holy Prophet ﷺ delivered his famous farewell sermon. In this farewell address, he emphasized the equality of all Muslims and the importance of unity within the Ummah, or the Muslim community. He declared, "All mankind is from Adam and Eve. An Arab has no superiority over an Arab, nor does an Arab have any superiority over an Arab. A white has no superiority over a black, nor does a black have any superiority over a white. None have superiority over another except by piety and good action."
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the.
On the continuation of today's special, we go to knowing that we are like a structure. Our prophet said, "Verily, the believers are like a structure, each part is strengthening the other." And the prophet clasped his fingers together. This hadith highlights the importance of supporting one another during time of need, willingly and sincerely. It also involves expressing a sense of joy and pleasure when helping one another, seeing it as an honor to be able to fulfill someone else's need. This strengthens bonds between people. Even if you were to help someone less fortunate in a completely different country, though you may not know the beneficiary in person, they will naturally have some sort of love for you and make dua for you for peace you've brought into their life. Attaining unity is therefore not restricted. And just by viewing the believers as bricks that come together to build a structure allows us to understand and visualize that so much good can come out of just supporting one another and being aware of each other's conditions. As the previous episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, in this part, we'll look at the unity in the eyes of Ayatollah Khamenei. The Islamic Ummah is prominent in terms of population. 1.5 billion people constitute the Islamic Ummah. The areas where this large population is located are among the most important and sensitive areas in terms of geography, natural characteristics, and vital resources. Although it has no shortage of human and natural talents, today this ummah is wandering. The reason for this wandering is what you can witness in the present time. Most great problems in the world exist in Muslim countries. Poverty only exists for the Islamic ummah. It is only we who suffer from injustice and discrimination. It is only we who suffer from scientific and technological backwardness. Culture failure and weakness belongs to the Islamic Ummah. Global powers easily and clearly violate the rights of this Ummah while it cannot defend itself.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, O people, we have created you from a single male and a single female. For what purpose? And when we examine the diversity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in this life, what is the purpose behind it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so you may come to know one another. Indeed, the most honorable amongst you in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has the most taqwa, the one who has the most piety, the one who's most mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a good faith can lead to. A faith that is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A faith that is correct, that is true. Imagine the wonderful impact that it can have on your life. On your social life, psychological well-being, physical well-being. This is the power of faith. And there is no power greater than faith in giving you and delivering to you unity. When we examine the life of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. How is it that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, achieved success? Yes, he was supported by God. But the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, also used natural means in order to achieve success. One significant factor that led to the success of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, was that he brought forth to people an inclusive religion. A religion that does not know any barriers. The Prophet accepted people from all over the world at the time. People from Abyssinia, people from the Roman Empire, people from the Persian Empire, the Arabs who were living there in Mecca and Medina. The Prophet accepted everyone. And that's why people were so attracted to the message of the Holy Prophet. Oh.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for this episode of today's special. Be with us if you want to know more about Unity and Unity Week. Thank you and fi amanillah.
Mustafa, anta an-nabiyul amin wa sayyidul mursalin rahmatan lil alamin jitta bil haqqil yaqin anta an-nabiyul amin wa sayyidul mursalin rahmatan lil alamin jitta bil haqqil yaqin.